Jina langu naitwa Yohana Madole, natoka Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
My name is Yohana Madole. I'm from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. But I grew up in Iringa, Tanzania.
Yohana alizaliwa tarehe 7.
Yohana was born April 7th, 1982. Before Yohana, we had 7 children die, but Yohana survived. When we moved to Iringa, I was tending cattle for a living, and Yohana, who was young at the time, had a very serious bout with cerebral malaria.
Things were really bad. I didn't even know where I was for 2 days.
We weren't sure what to do. I took him to a traditional healer. Then we took him to the hospital where he got chloroquine injections. Then I prayed to God that Yohana would survive.
Whenever I got malaria, it affected me badly, and it still does. If somebody tells me something sad, it can take me a couple of days to recover. But I think my illness is God's wish. My friends in Iringa, I grew up with them, so we know each other well. They told me that if people look down on me, I should just ignore them. They said, "You're just like the rest of us." They know about my involvement in Special Olympics, so that's often what we talk about. I moved to Dar es Salaam from Iringa, which is about 7 or 8 hours away, because when letters were sent from Special Olympics, I never got them. It became hard on everyone, so we talked about, why don't you just move to Dar es Salaam, where the letters are coming from? I live with my uncle in Dar es Salaam. His house has 3 rooms and is surrounded by a garden with guava trees. On school days, I have to wake up at 5 in the morning. I take a bath, brush my teeth, put on lotion and get dressed. Then I walk to the bus stop. From home to the bus stop, it's a half-hour walk. There are so many people when the bus comes that I have to struggle to get on it. You have to be clever, otherwise you'll get left behind. When we get to school, we do cleaning, and at about 8 o'clock, we practice our lessons.
I'm Mrs. Angeline Kopwe. Yes, I teach Yohana. Yohana is interested in tailoring, handcrafts, drawing, and sports. Tanzania is now taking care of people with disabilities, but we still do need assistance. We don't have enough schools or colleges where we can put them.
When I come back from school, sometimes my aunt has food and sometimes not. Some days we wait until dinner to eat. Some days we could have rice for dinner, some days ugali, and some days we have nothing but tea. When we go to church on Sunday, we have a routine. We do housework and then take a bath. Then we have tea and then we get dressed. When we arrive in church, we sit and listen to the word of God. Then we sing as a congregation and then I sing in the choir. I can't say that my future will be good or bad, but I hope that through schooling I'll get a job and maybe become self-reliant one day. Tanzania is a poor country, but I feel good here because it's home.